I'm James Baumgartner, and this is Artscape. If you go up to the third floor of the New Bedford Free Library this month, you'll find a display of handmade dresses, pillows, wall hangings, necklaces, and more in a glass display case. It's all part of the Afghan Women's Art Project, a collaborative effort to support newly arrived refugees from Afghanistan. The items on display are part of a show called Dilba Dil Radara, which means from one heart to another, there is a way. They were made by six women from Afghanistan who came to the New Bedford area in late 2021 and early 2022 as refugees after their Central Asian country was taken over by the Taliban. Molly Lim works for the city of New Bedford as the program director for community education and diversity. She is part of a group called the South Coast Afghan Welcome Network.
It's a loose coalition of government offices, local nonprofits, schools, churches, interested individuals. We all came together to form this welcome network because at the time we had 45 Afghan refugees arriving, and we were scrambling to find homes, enroll them in schools, help them find jobs.
The network put together many services to help the families settle into life in New Bedford and help them become self-sufficient.
You know, we've got doctors, we've got surgeons, we've got, you know, nonprofit workers, but we also had women who had never worked outside of the home, had no English skills, and they had very young children, and they weren't going to be able to find work in the United States very easily. But while we were holding the classes, the financial literacy classes, it came out that a lot of the women, even though they may not have had traditional education in Afghanistan, all of the women had these beautiful skills. They could do these gorgeous handicrafts and traditional Afghan artwork.
The network secured grant money and some donated supplies and paid the women to create dresses, pillows, necklaces, and wall hangings. Dabiri Imad worked with the media in Afghanistan before she came to New Bedford.
There's a great difference between our dresses and the dresses people wear here. Like, they are always loose inside. They're not very tight. And they're very embroidered, heavily embroidered, and you'll find we have coins in that. So they're just like artificial ones. But back in the country, most of the people, they use the real silver coins in that. And they're very heavy. Then we have another kind of dresses that we have a lot of beads work on that. That's the kind of like party dresses. When you go to some parties, casual party, something, you wear them. And then we have bridal dresses.
The bridal dresses feature coins and beads and detailed needlework. Olivia Mello is the library director for New Bedford Libraries. She said that people who are familiar with crochet and needlework will appreciate seeing the detailed work in the dresses.
It really is a piece of art. For somebody who's a crocheter, it will be recognized as very detailed work and a lot of hours spent because it's with the crochet threads. It's a very fine thread with a very tiny needle, and it is a very beautiful piece of work to see.
Along with the dresses, there are wall hangings, decorated vases, and pillows in a deep blue or maroon with star patterns and bright yellow borders. After the exhibit ends at the end of March, the items will be sold at auction with the proceeds going back to the women to help them establish businesses built around making more handicrafts. It's all part of the effort to help the refugee families settle in New Bedford. Here's Dabiri Imad again.
Sometimes you cannot find words to describe, but I must really say it. New Bedford has had such a great community and welcomed all these people. That was the tremendous help from the community that helped all the people stand on their own feet and make steps for their future in this country.
You can see Dilba Dil Radara, From One Heart to Another There Is a Way, at the New Bedford Free Public Library now through March 31st, and we'll have links to their auction on our website. For the Public's Radio, I'm James Baumgartner.